Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our study of 1 John chapter 4, we were taught that a man will always speak of what is in his heart. Let's continue with that thought today.
Plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible says.
After the religious spirits that are not of God, we see the righteous spirits that are of God in verse 6. He said, we are of God. He that knoweth God heareth us. He that is not of God heareth not us. That's pretty simple. Hereby know we the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. So they who speak of the things of the word and rightly divided, which is not Calvinism, and it's not unusual for me to get letters from Calvinists that say, you need to read this man's book, this person's book, that path. And when I say, you know what, I'm sick of the Bible, letting the Holy Ghost teach me, oh, they get upset, they get angry. And then they'll just simply say, you don't have the Holy Ghost, so you can't understand the Word, because only the Holy Ghost can teach the Word. But they don't quote scriptures, they quote the authors, and then when they do try to quote a scripture, they don't explain it, they don't show it, they just say this verse. Got one that was upset with me because I use Bible verses. Even the devil can use Bible verses, and that's true. Devil used Bible verses against Jesus, used Bible verses against Eve. He won in Eve's case, but lost big time in Jesus' case. Yeah, he can use a word. He can use the scripture. But he can also use Calvinism, and he's more adept at that because he's the author of it. Now, why of the abundance of the heart the mouth speaketh? That's why people speak the truth in love, because it's in their heart. That mouth will always put forth that which is holy, for it speaks of a holy God. They are wrapped up in the Word of God, rightly divided, and being obedient thereto. He knoweth God is the idea of how a man knows his wife or parents their children. That's not speaking of the physical knowledge, but rather knowing their person, knowing what affects him or her. If they are shown from the Bible something is wrong on doctrine or of a sin in their life that they knew not that it was sin, they take care of it right away. Had a young man got saved. A few weeks later, I don't even remember what I was preaching on, but I hit one sin particularly strong. He was at the altar, he was just bawling, and he knew he was saved, but boy, he came up to me afterwards and said, Pastor, I'm so sorry. No, I've been doing that, and I didn't know it was sin. But I see it is from your word, from God's word. You know what? That was a heart. It was a heart for God, even though his knowledge was not yet as a new Christian where it ought to be. He had a heart for God, and he was trying to think on the things of God, and so God used a preacher to use the word to show him something that was in his life that shouldn't be there. And what was his response? He acted immediately on it instead of trying to justify the flesh. See, intimacy with God comes from reading his word, then thinking on it, meditating in it, and obeying it. That's why we, each year, encourage our local church, and we'd like for our listener to do this, that you read the word of God through. We even have on our website a 36-week plan to read the Bible through. Now, every day you're reading anywhere from 3 to 4 books a day. You read a chapter out of each one a day. And we do that and get you through in 36 weeks. And some days 5 chapters and so forth. Other days just 4 chapters. But we do that to get through in 36 weeks because a school year, Monday through Friday, is 36 weeks total. It's 180 days. We have 36 weeks. So that was designed for, I designed it for a Christian school. And yet, a lot of people start in Genesis, and then they start to slow down in Exodus, and by Leviticus, and all those laws, they die, never finish. Well, this helps you to read and see the overall content of the Bible. If you want that Bible reading schedule, just go to our website at centralbaptistocala.org, and look in that left-hand corner, and you will find it, and I think it'll be a great help to you. But get in the Word. Get in it daily. Get in it first thing. Prepare yourself to serve the Lord. And if you'll do that, then you will grow to know His voice when He is speaking to your heart. Be it if He's talking about someone, a ministry, an offering, discerning the Bible, a sermon, whatever. A lot of times, you just don't know things until you search the Scriptures and the Lord reveals those things to you. I get asked, and you know, I'm 69 years old, I'm going to be 70 in August of 2019. I get asked, when are you going to retire? And I just have the same standard answer. God called me to preach, and I decided to go when He called me to preach. And so, since I've asked God to direct me all the way, even the church I have now, I've been here for 32 years as a senior pastor, but it wasn't my will to come here. I wanted to be where I was before. I really did. But I responded, I prayed about it, and God just showed me. It took Him 2 months to show me I needed to go there. So finally I surrendered and said, I'll go. Now, in like manner, when God calls me to retire, I'm going to retire. But I'm going to let God call the shots, because any time I got in there and started calling shots, things go wrong, okay? And it's not good. So I'll let God call the shots on that. So if anybody asks you, when is Andy Bloom going to retire? Get in touch with God and ask Him when He plans for me to retire. And let me know, because He hasn't told me yet, but He let me know He would. So He's waiting for the right time to tell me when I should step down. And yet, if I'm still alive, I still want to serve Him. Look, as I told you, next year, 70 years old. I still want the best years to be ahead of me, not behind me. When I go to Israel, I go to that Western Wall, and I just put my hand on that wall. No, there's no magic in the wall. There's just something special about that place. But my prayer, my number one prayer there each time is, Lord, let my best years be ahead, not behind, in serving You. I want the most productive years for Christ to come, not be behind me. And so, again, search the Scripture. And things that are not of God, depart from as soon as you can. Depart, separate from the world. Don't try to emulate it. Make your life a life that pleases God and is not caught up in the cults, but caught up in Christ. Itching ears, feelings-seeking people do not endure sound doctrine. John 14:6, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes unto the Father but by me. Wrong spirits try to lead people in other directions. Let's not allow that to happen with us. Now, you know, sometimes a question gets asked by many, employers, parents, on down the line, down through the ages. A question of, where have you been? And where do you belong? You know, sometimes it's not good if a teacher, employer, or parent ask you that, okay? Where have you been and where do you belong? And yet, it's an important question. And, you know, I find it's best sometimes just to look back at my life and look back at the ministry and just say, where have we been? Is this where we belong? a lot of you may not know this, so let me just say this. I've said it, I believe, on here before, but when I do a verse-by-verse study, as we're doing now, I often use various books, Greek, and sermons I've heard to teach and to preach. Some of the books may be very technical. Some are just plain out Greek if it's a New Testament book. And teaching a book like, say, 1 John, I may read 10 different books before I actually get started in teaching it. Now, I remember when I went through 1 John the first time. I was just reading it home, and I began to read down personal thoughts after I had already been through it. And in my own personal devotions, things started coming to me. A key word here and a key word there. There's a Bible called the Hebrew Greek Key Study Bible. They have it in King James Version, and I would encourage you to get that and look it up. But although sometimes you'll see a word can have about four or five meanings, and then you've got to go back and look at context, and you can see which meaning applies. And so this series on 1 John, although I've done it before, is completely different, not doctrinally, but different in that it's more in a devotional matter, because there are the thoughts I've written down after having taught this thing a couple of times before, one time on the radio before. So some of the things I'm teaching you are probably 8 to 10 years old now that I wrote back then. But you know what? His truth is eternal as far as God is concerned and His Word. So, having said that, we again look here at verses 5 and 6, because I haven't left it yet, folks. I'm still there, and we're going to continue there. Here we are in 1 John. And I want you to see three things. First of all, in verse 3, that which we have seen and heard declare we unto you. Now, this is 1 John chapter 1. That which we have seen, 1 John 1, verse 3. That which we have seen and heard declare we unto you, that ye also might have fellowship with us. And truly, our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son, Jesus Christ. You see, we begin to see conditions in order to have fellowship with God. God's Word tells us of Him. So we need to know God's Word if we're going to know Him. Fellowship is a word that means partnership. So He's saying, what we've seen and heard declare we unto you, that you may also have partnership. Okay, fellowship with us, and truly our partnership, that is fellowship, is with the Father and with His Son, Jesus Christ.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening, and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on His firm foundation, for the Bible says.